This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Well, my mood just got better because you're here in studio.
I came. Dave Harrigan said you were back. You were gracing us with your presence.
Yes.
So I literally ran here. And I was trying not to come empty.
From Cottage Grove?
From Cottage Grove. Wow. I was trying not to come empty.
You look good, by the way. Can
Thank
I say that?
You. Yeah. I told you I'm getting back out in these streets. Somebody got to rake the snow off this roof, and somebody got to feed me.
Are you really going to get back in the streets?
I'm going to get back in the streets. I'm going to get back out here in these streets. I am. So I can't go out looking like a Oompa Loompa. I got to make sure that, look, I'm coming with like some serious anger management issues. I, you know, have a bad attitude. I've got all these kids.
Yeah.
I got a lot of bills. I can't show up.
You might give an opinion.
I might give an opinion. So I got to show up at least looking good.
Yeah.
You know,
I think you look great.
Thank you. Thank you. Dave Harrigan, do you want to say something about how I look?
I think you look absolutely fantastic.
Thank you. And I didn't want to come in empty handed. So I parked. Three blocks away, I was at the Candyland place, and I was going to bring y'all some popcorn.
I love
but apparently the line. No?
Yeah,
okay, so I'm glad I didn't get it. The line was long. Apparently, everybody's over there on Friday.
Candyland, properly rated.
Properly rated? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think popcorn is eh.
Okay, so what do you get from Candyland?
I would have got the caramel corn or all the candy treats. I mean, there's so many candy treats.
From. Oh, right? My God. People are in line like... They're at the Price is Right, and they're trying to figure out what the price is on this washing machine. They're like, let me have five of those and three of these.
I could see you on the Price is Right.
I would be excellent.
You would be excellent.
Price is Right. I would.
Would you rather be with Drew Carey, who's the host now?
What? Huh?
Or really? Old school Bob Barker.
Really?
Yeah.
It's you Bob. Tried to. You said that?
It's Bob Barker.
How
right?
you going to sleep tonight?
Yeah.
Bob Barker
not
was
well.
My first crush.
Are you serious?
If you ask my mama, call her right now without me saying anything when I was 5 years old. In fact, this is how you know I've been crazy a long time. I would.
We're not doubting that. No, I mean, do you think there's anybody going, I don't think so. No, there's nobody on that side of the argument.
I used to be jealous of Diane and the other ladies.
Oh.
When they would get too close to him. And I was right, even at 5 years
yeah,
old.
You were right.
Because him and
yeah.
Diane had a baby together. See, my instincts.
Oh, now wait a second. Did they have a baby?
They had a whole baby. I believe they had a whole. I got to check it, but I know they were bumping uglies, but I believe they had a baby.
Well,
together.
There
so
are a few who right. contended that maybe Bob might have went too far. Dave, do you think Bob and Diane actually had a baby?
I've never heard that.
I have not heard that, but
so.
Shaletta. She has good sources.
I got good sources. I'm going to check it out. But I tell you what, you should look at some of these pictures of Bob and the ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That was
The only person who was more egregious than him was Richard Dawson.
Yeah, Richard was right on the lips.
Richard was right on the lips. Just right. And the open mouth lips, too. He just all.
Yeah.
Yeah, Richard was like out of. How did Richard not get brought up on charges?
Can you imagine if somebody tried to do that now on a regular basis?
On a game show?
Yeah,
on a
game show.
On a nightly basis?
Yeah.
No. And they pay Richard Dawson lots of money. And we tuned in. Yeah,
okay.
We tuned in.
So we've had Richard Dawson. And then we had, was it Ray Combs? who I think took over for Richard Dawson.
Yeah.
And I think he might have taken his life.
You know what? Nobody who took that job after Richard Dawson has done well except Steve Harvey.
That's where I'm going.
Yeah, because the guy after that, what's his name? He took his life, too.
I think it's just Ray Combs, right?
No, it was another guy.
Wait, another? So two guys?
So two guys after that. It wasn't Ray Combs. Who was the other guy that took his life? Doing, they called it the Price is Right, the Family Feud curse. Wow. That's why I can't believe Steve Harvey took the job. He used to be on Saturday Night Live. Phil somebody. Mm.
No, Phil Hartman, did he ever host? Phil Hartman's wife.
I don't think so. Louie Anderson did for a while.
Oh, Louie Anderson. And Phil Hartman's wife.
Oh, yeah.
She took him out.
Yeah, she took him out.
On,
brilliant on SNL.
Family.
Now, Quentin loves the Game Show Network.
Oh.
Absolutely adores the Game Show Network. So we watch a fair amount of the Game Show Network, and it's only Steve's version. I don't think we ever get the Richard Dawson version.
Really?
So this is the sexed up version.
Yes. Okay.
Of Family Feud.
Yeah.
So you're an expert. Do you prefer the more wholesome Richard Dawson version? And I say quote unquote wholesome because he's making out with them on
right
that.
Well, the questions were wholesome. We can
wholesome
say that.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
I have to say that I prefer the Richard Dawson because my parents and my kids, that's their bonding thing, like watching Family Feud with
right
Steve Harvey, watching The Price is Right with Drew Carey, and so what happens is they buy my kids the Family Feud board game for Christmas.
Oh, very nice.
So when they're here,
yeah,
they think they finna play Family Feud. And out of the 200 or so questions that we can choose from, we can probably get 12 that are not.
Oh, this is the new Steve Harvey version.
Yes,
yeah,
not sexual related.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
If just adults are watching, I'm amused by the Steve Harvey.
Oh,
version.
Steve Harvey's hilarious.
Oh, he's very
so funny. He's very funny.
It's like Match Game.
Yes.
It's very similar to Match Game with Gene Rayburn and his very long microphone. And Richard Dawson. Right, was on it. But yeah, if you're watching with the kids.
No, you can't.
The Steve Harvey version
is. Yeah, Steve Harvey is like, what area does your husband want you to kiss him, but he's scared to say it in front of his mama? I was like, what?
Exactly. That was very good,
what?
By the way.
What are you talking about? I got my kids. Yeah, man. What the hell?
That is it. And he is funny. He's an excellent comedian.
Right.
He also gets when he should say something and when he just should look at the camera and either give a look or say nothing.
Say nothing. He's great. He's got great timing. But, you know, he's been in the game a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Long time. So it takes those kind of, you know, just kind of personable people to do it. Now, do you think Drew Carey is a good fit at The Price is Right?
Well, here's the thing. Because of this show, that's when I'm prepping. And so if I'm getting ready for the show, really probably isn't the time for me to be watching The Price is Right. So I have caught him. I feel like he's okay. But you want to be the second guy to replace a legend, right?
Right.
You don't
want to
be the first guy. You want to be the second guy who steps in. But can you go to the Google? How long has Drew Carey been doing this?
That's what I was just going to tell you. Yeah. I think the second or the first guy is doing just
fine.
It's
worked out fine. It's a decade, right?
18 years.
18 years?
October of 2007 is when he took over.
Is Bob Barker still with us, by the way?
No.
Thank you.
Or else he would be in Happy Gilmore 2. Right?
Which maybe Drew will be in it.
Which is coming out.
It's coming out? They're doing one? Adam Sandler has so much somebody's money to burn. He just makes just the craziest movies.
He makes a lot of movies.
And he always includes his friends. It's like always
he
him
does
and Chris Rock.
Right.
And like all his buddies. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I'm trying to think how often an Adam Sandler movie I think is actually good. And I think one out of four.
One out of eight?
Yeah.
The only one that I've liked, and Dave probably has watched this because he's got little kids, Hotel Transylvania. Did you watch Hotel Transylvania?
No, I've not watched that one.
Okay, that's a good one.
I watched that one.
Okay, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
But the Grown-Ups and Happy
Grown-Ups
Gilmore,
were terrible.
Horrible. No. Just horrible.
Happy Gilmore, the first one, was fine.
Was okay.
It was fine. It's been overhyped the further we get past it.
Yeah, we romanticize.
Early Sandler movies were good.
Yes.
Billy Madison was good.
Right.
Big Daddy was good.
I think when he goes on talk shows, he's very funny.
Very funny.
By all accounts, he's a great person.
Mm-hmm.
People just like him. He makes money.
He makes money, but who's greenlighting these shows when there's so many other movies just waiting to be done and
you know
keeps
where?
Doing Grown Ups and the Happy Gilmore.
Well, you know what was good? It was Uncut Gems. Did
I
you
did
see,
not see that? No,
Uncut
see
Gems
that.
Was excellent. And you know, a lot of people gave Garnett credit. He just played himself.
Yeah.
And KG playing himself as a character and his personality. I mean, his personality's coming out of his pores, right?
Yeah.
So even he admitted that. I saw like two or three interviews where people go, yeah, I'm an actor. He goes, I was just playing myself.
Okay, now, are you surprised with all of these networks hiring former athletes with the success of Strahan that he has not found a place like CBS or CNN or somebody hasn't picked him up to just be a part of their regular morning show?
So Kevin was part of TNT for either a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't on the main set.
Right.
But he was on with other people, and I don't know why he's not doing that. You know, he's doing a lot of things on his own,
mm-hmm.
where he's with Paul Pierce a lot.
Yeah.
You see him with MGM ads.
Mm-hmm.
He's more associated with the NBA. But, yeah, Kevin Garnett, personally, if he wants to do it and he's in the right mode and he buys in, he's phenomenal.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. He's going to be another Strahan. He could be another Strahan. Like, I remember when Strahan first got that job, everybody was like, what is he doing? Why do they have Michael Strahan paired with Kelly Ripa?
Yeah.
They were trying him out. And now you see a lot of the morning shows, a lot of the talk shows, they have a sports guy, Ben Lieber, right here on Twin Cities Live.
Yep.
The guy on CBS Morning with Gil King, the talk
Nate,
guy.
Nate Burleson.
Nate Burleson. They, all these morning shows yep. have former professional athletes. And I just think, I don't know who KG's agent is, but if they have not found him a national show to be on in the morning, they are doing him a disservice.
I would also say this national show would need the 7-second delay. Because there are certain,
might need two or three of them.
There are, and by the way, they have to have, they can't be staggered, by the way.
Right, okay.
Because
just somebody on the button the whole time.
As someone who was on a plane with Kevin for about 11, 12 years, woo!
Well, nobody's
and I'm, and I'm not a prude.
Well, nobody's going to mess up the check, though. That was young Kevin. Not messing up a check.
Oh, yeah.
Older Kevin, no, you don't think? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because
okay.
I, you know, everybody
the language hasn't changed.
A little bit to make sure they can keep
But as far check. As when he's into an interview, when he's into it, he's funny.
And people
he's
love
insightful.
Him.
He's
like,
smart.
They would look forward to talking with him.
I,
like they
I agree.
Look forward to talking with Strahan.
I agree. It's 20 past 1. I want to get back to Shaletta on the streets. Because I've got something that I found today about testing people's partners. And I want to know what Shaletta thinks of this because it's pretty intriguing.
Testing them for what? STDs?
No.
Might be eventually.
Yeah, well, if they fail this test and STD is a part of the program, let me tell you. I want to talk about Pella and this great company I've been a part of. Obviously, for a couple of years, talking about Pella on the radio, and that's great. If I get to be associated with a company which has had success, oh, and let me think how long, 100 years. They're celebrating 100 years this year, and with the exceptional service and the high quality. I mean, whether you listening right now have Pella windows and doors, or if it's not you, it's someone in your life, I guarantee you they've had or still have Pella windows and doors. For me, the house I'm in, about 20 years, had somebody over the other night, walked in. They haven't been in my house in a while. They just reminded me how much better my kitchen looks because of Pella. Honestly, it's about 100% better, and it makes me kick myself why I didn't go back to Pella. Now, I had Pella windows first, but guess what? They modernize. They innovate. And so when I'm moving, and yes, I'm finally moving out of this neighborhood I've been in forever, I made sure the house I'm going to has Pella windows and doors. You can go to Showroom in Town, Plymouth and Woodbury. You can also schedule a free, no-obligation, in-home consultation. You can talk in theory at the showroom, but you need to have them at your house. And right now, for just a couple more days, what a great deal. 40% off installation or 0% APR for 48 months. This ends the 31st. Don't hesitate. Do it right now. PellaNorthland.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I'm told Shaletta basically just propositioned a member of the staff during the break.
I did. I went in Dan Cook's office and I said, listen, I know you're listening to the show and I need to find out
if you want
to make me an honest woman and get me out of these streets.
Yep.
And
you're willing to marry Dan Cook.
I told you I've had dreams about marrying Dan Cook.
Okay. We could go to Hennepin County.
Right now.
Today.
Today.
After the show. I need
got
to finish
my ID
the show.
On me.
Dan has his ID on.
You know he does.
I say we do this.
I say we do it.
Let's
stream it. Where's the web guy? We'll live stream it.
Matt was here this week. We'll see him again in like a couple months. He has to accost people in Brussels and other places. Let's take a vote. Dave, where do you stand? Should following the show, the three of us kidnap Dan Cook, bring him to Hennepin County, and Dan and Shaletta get married?
I don't think there's any question that's the best course of action.
Keep me out these streets, off them dating apps. My kids need a good
unanimous
man. I mean, you know, Dan needs to just fall in line. But what
he told, doesn't get a vote.
He shouldn't. I mean, and that's part of being
he
a
won't
husband.
Get a vote in the marriage.
That's
so
right. That's
get
part
ready.
Of being a husband. This is training for him. But he said that he doesn't think the Lord put that on his heart yet. So he said yet.
Yet.
He said yet.
Yet. I mean, it's 1:26.
Yeah. Another hour and a half.
3:10.
Yeah, 3:10.
Could be all
could
different.
Be down at the courthouse.
All right. So this story about New York City. And she's 29 and she's been cheated on before.
Mm.
Okay. She didn't like it. She was heartbroken, devastated.
Yeah.
And she really believed in a new boyfriend. But she saw online these loyalty tests.
Oh.
And so here's what happens. People test each other's significant others.
Oh.
By flirting with them.
Oh.
Social media or sometimes in person.
Oh.
Okay.
This is diabolical.
Okay, this
you got
is...
You got my undivided attention right now. Okay, I'm
Shaletta
all locked in.
Says
okay.
Fair or foul on this one?
I think this is brilliantly fair. I believe that if you are true and honest to your mate and or spouse, if somebody comes up to you, you should have a consistent reaction. And if you play along in any way, I will come out of the bushes on you because I will be waiting outside.
I don't
like
hear
cheaters.
Think.
Remember that old show, Cheaters Day?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. Didn't the guy get stabbed? The host got stabbed, right?
Oh, my God. Several times.
Yes.
A couple
of
times. He didn't just get stabbed once.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Yes, that's absolutely fair.
Here would be the caveat with you, okay? No weapons allowed. Okay.
That takes all the fun out of it. Is a brick a weapon?
Yes. Yes. Knife. With you, a shoe.
Right.
Okay. But you have to decide if your partner's loyal. And this person you're using in the loyalty test, he can't see the person ever again. Because it's not like 5 months from now, hey, we're going out with my friends and this couple and this woman shows up.
Oh, I didn't think about
that. Now, maybe he does. Maybe, okay, he or she tries to flirt. He handles it the right way.
Right.
And then 5 months later, he or she then comes upon this person, the couple, and maybe it's just good for his or her ego, and they think, oh, wow, that's Shaletta's friend.
Mm.
He or she was hitting on me.
Oh.
And doesn't think, now, wait a second, Shaletta set up this loyalty test.
So wait, so at the end of the loyalty test, you don't tell? You keep it to yourself? Okay, that's different.
If they pass.
If they pass, you don't
say
nothing.
Okay, so let's go.
Okay. Because in my mind, the way I'm doing it, because it's already in my mind, I've already given Dan Cook the loyalty test. Okay, so in
so you're
my
back.
Mind,
you're okay, you and Dan start dating, which I would love.
Yeah.
And so, I will pay for your honeymoon.
Okay, I love that, and we'll take it.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's all inclusive. So yeah. Dan Cook and I are at Tom's Watch Bar.
Yeah, sure.
And I say, you know what, honey?
I'm watching Wisconsin basketball.
Right, I'm going to go take care of the kids. You stay here. And then some strange woman comes up, and she starts hitting on my man with his cute little sweater vest on.
Yeah.
And she starts complimenting him about his sweater vest.
Right.
And really, I'm out in the car listening because she got the phone
on.
Yeah. See,
I
got to be
IFB
close. Yeah, I got to be close.
I like it.
And so he passes the test. So she gets in her car and drives off. I really go take care of the kids. He doesn't know anything about it. Or.
What do you think the best way? Because I think if you then come back in and say to Dan, by the way, that woman, she wasn't interested. I was just testing you. I think that ends the relationship.
You think that is? Okay, so men are different because y'all don't say stuff. Y'all just break up with us, and we don't even know the loyalty test that we gave y'all to make sure we could stay together is the reason you left.
Yeah.
Y'all would never say that. Y'all would just break up.
Well, yeah. I mean, no. Okay, so if I'm single, I'm not. And, okay, well, no, I'm in a relationship. Okay, let's go this way. And Michelle tests me.
Okay.
You think she should come in screaming and yelling, I didn't trust you, I knew this. Is that,
oh, man,
as opposed to just saying, I'm done with this guy, I'm never talking again.
That is part of the fun. Why would I do all this if I can't run in there and create a scene?
But if
I'm doing it for the scene.
But if you pass the test, is what I'm saying. If you pass the test.
I never looked at it like that because I'm a scene person.
Exactly.
So if you
you're just looking at the scene. How is this benefiting me on social media?
So if you pass the test, then for me, the dilemma is whether or not I say, oh, I love you. Thank you so much. I knew you'd do it. This is my friend. We've been friends since middle school. She came to town.
You would do that.
I would do that.
Of course.
But if you're telling me that.
It's
I can't
better to
ever
not
say anything. I just know that you can be trusted. Then what am I supposed to do with my disposable friend at that point? Because that's my friend. It's got to be somebody that I trust that's not really going to sleep with my man.
Yeah.
So I got to fly somebody in from Houston that I went to middle school with. So what do I do then?
How
with
do
my
you know
friend?
You can trust the friend from Houston middle school? It's been a long
Cook
time.
Pretty tasty. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Make sure we get that somebody on there too. Dan Cook. Is pretty tasty.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
But you know, so
okay,
I
let's
don't
ask
know.
Harrigan. Let's say, okay, Harrigan.
What do you think, Dave?
What do you think should happen? Let's go two scenarios. Well, we know, excuse me, if the person fails the test.
I'm coming out the bushes.
Most people.
I'm coming out the bushes.
90%. If they've set up this weird, strange
if
test.
If I flew somebody in.
99% of them going in. And saying bleepity bleepity bleep.
That's
right?
The whole point.
How dare you?
Yeah, I knew it.
And I'm recording.
I knew it. Of course you are. It'll be on some platform within 3 minutes. But Dave Harrigan, if they pass the test, what percentage of people are coming in and saying, "I knew it. I loved you. This just affirmed it. And thank you so much." Because I think that jeopardizes the relationship.
Yes. I think if you then say, wow, you did such a great job. I set this whole thing up.
You're basically telling me you didn't trust him.
Yeah. If that were me, I'd say, okay, you have absolutely zero trust in me.
Okay, men and women are so different. Y'all need to put up a poll or a test because I'm telling you as a woman, if I come in and I say, hey, you passed this test. This is my girlfriend, Chrissy. I from middle school. We were in dance together. She just came in here to see if you really loved me and if you cheat on me. As a woman, I would think that you'd be proud of yourself and I'd be proud of you. And then we march on down to Hennepin County Courthouse and go ahead and get this thing done today. I would never think that you'd be angry with me that I tested your loyalty.
No, you got to earn back our trust now.
Yeah. Earn back your trust for what?
How do I know the next time I'm out
And that's the whole purpose of the test.
I'm
so
out.
That the next time you're out.
There's no off switch, right? There's
the
no off switch.
Time
so
you
I
are
mean,
out, you're thinking, oh, I better not flirt with this woman because she might be Shaletta's friend. That's the whole point of the damn test, Chad Hartman. To scare you into doing right. Because your man can't be trusted and
well,
you got to be afraid.
If you need to scare me the entire time, you shouldn't be with me in the first place.
But I love you.
Yeah. How about we shouldn't flirt with the other person just because we're with Shaletta or somebody? Yeah. Not that she might be Shaletta's friend.
Can I raise my hand?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Anybody going forward who's in a relationship with Shaletta, if you start flirting with someone, I need your will updated the day before.
Yes.
Because I don't see you lasting until midnight.
I think if you're going to go out without Shaletta,
right?
Whether you plan on flirting or not,
yeah,
if you're just
right.
hanging with the boys, good luck to you.
The next time we find you, we'll have found where Jimmy Hoffa was buried first before we find your body. There's no chance. It was an okay run.
Yeah.
And it will not be an easy way out.
Say goodbye to your mama.
Yeah, exactly. Texter wants you back on X. Texter wants you back on X.
ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is where you can get the newsletter. It's amazing. It's funny. It comes out Monday through Friday.
I read it every day.
I know. I signed you up, signed the Rush up. I signed all of y'all up.
How about your husband?
The ex-husband?
No. New husband.
Oh, you know what? Let me get him on now so I can talk about
it. I mean, is that going to help the
is
pursuit?
I'm going to send a woman in there to flirt with him. Who's the pretty little lady in the yellow? I need to see where his loyalty lies. Yeah.
You do that, and you keep us updated throughout the rest of the day. You're not on tomorrow? You're on tomorrow?
I'm not on tomorrow.
Twins ball game?
Twins ball game. Hallelujah, baby. Let me tell you something. Before I go, the Minnesota
Who was
Twins.
Most happy when the Twins came back to WCCO Radio?
Me!
Yeah. We don't exactly get hurt by it either with the weekday games.
We have the best looking team in Major League Baseball. I know y'all can't say it.
Oh, really?
But if you look at any lineup of Major League Baseball players,
lost Kepler. Team, Kepler was a very good looking
player. Correa can hold it all by itself.
Yeah.
Baby, they look good from
Buck,
the front and the back. Oh,
Byron, good looking.
Oh, yeah. All of them. I mean, think about
Joe Ryan,
yes,
good looking guy.
All of them. The Twins have the best looking roster. Yeah, they do.
That could be an ad, too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you going back to Candyland to get us a treat?
I'm going to hang out with Dan Cook.
He's tasty. I mentioned before, I'm going to a movie tomorrow with Q.
What are you seeing?
Whatever Q wants to see.
Good enough.
Okay. So we'll be there tomorrow. And I still see movies for Q, but I don't go. And that's on me. Obviously, COVID changed some things. By no means, by not one second, am I saying I'm not going because of COVID. Stop. I never hid in my basement. I wasn't that person. I sort of did this crazy thing of followed science. But it just changed how I consumed entertainment. And I'm in the group that hasn't ventured back. And that's totally on me because there's still amazing movies out there. I end up watching some nowhere near as much as I used to because, 2 hours later, they're at your house and you can pay some figure. But you saw a story, Dave, about ways to try to get people back, like me, to the theaters for the folks who haven't come back. And among the suggestions, texting, smoking, and sing-alongs.
Not just smoking cigarettes.
No. Pot.
Yeah.
Let's go one by one.
Sure.
Dave Harrigan's at a movie. You and Lindsay, it's an adult movie. So the girls are at home.
How adult?
Okay. It's not most movies Carter's watching on Pornhub, okay? And you don't know me, but I'm sitting right next to you.
Oh. Are we sharing popcorn?
No. And I'm not putting the oil in there either. That is just gross.
Oh, 5W30 with the little butter flavor.
It,
so good.
Put it in your car.
So good.
And I'm on my phone just texting away.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's allowed. I can just text away. It's the darkened theater, but you have signed up now knowing texting is allowed. Does that disrupt the experience for you?
It would, certainly to an extent. I think I'd still be willing to go. If that was the new blanket policy in theaters, texting's allowed, it's fine. Just, you know, keep your ringer off. You know, it could buzz, but no dings when the texts arrive.
Oh, you're under the impression that now that texting's allowed, that people will pay attention and be respectful.
Yes, I do.
And it won't be ding, 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 ding.
Yes, I do.
Ding, 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 ding. And also the phone's going to be ringing.
I think that would be the least of common courtesy people could do if they knew they were going to be texting during the movie. I also think most people, if they're paying 10, 15, 20 bucks to go to a movie, aren't going to be glued to their phone for the full 2 hours, are they?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
People are obsessed with their phone. For me, I'd rather no phone. I'd rather... It's not allowed. But if I now go, if more theaters would go to this, would that ruin the experience for me? No. What bugs me is if somebody's texting, if I'm in the middle of a conversation with them. Like, hey, we're talking. Also, you know, I mean, you just start talking. You start texting on the phone, especially if it's like an emotional conversation. Okay. You're right in the middle of a fight, and all of a sudden, hold on, I got to text this, you know, the Jersey Mike order, okay? If I know what I'm in for, what percentage of people you think would really be bugged by texting at a theater?
Well, of course you're going to be distracted by it, especially if you got the bright phone in your line of sight.
But if you know that's happening.
If you know it, if you go
if
in.
If you know that is the policy.
Yeah, I think you complain about it, but sorry, you signed up for it. You bought the ticket.
I would seek out the non-text. I don't think this is going to be one of the tipping points to bring a lot of people back, though, is it?
No, I don't think so.
How about smoking pot in the theater?
Yeah, I'm out on that one.
Yeah. Is that going to bring people back where you're passing the one hitter back and forth? What? You got the old school joint. How about this? The whole theater smoking from the same bong.
Passing it?
It's like the,
just pass it around.
No, it's the biggest bong ever.
Oh, okay.
And it's stationed right in the middle.
Mm.
You know, it's kind of a hookah situation.
Now, dumb question.
Yeah.
But isn't smoking marijuana indoors illegal, much like smoking cigarettes is illegal now indoors?
Yes, I believe it is. So apparently the theaters think they're going to get a special dispensation.
Is big theater going to come down on that?
Big theater is going to say cigarettes? Mm-mm-mm. Pot? Yes.
Yes.
You're in.
Oh, the popcorn they would sell.
As someone still occasionally might like to smoke, very, very rarely, it wouldn't be the impetus to get me to go. It's not going to be the impetus to get me to leave either.
Would you bring your own or settle for the contact high?
Contact high really doesn't do much for me.
Well,
so if I'm...
If you're around it for 2 hours, it might.
Yeah, maybe. I might be a little too experienced in that area if it's too much for me.
Okay, Mr. Tolerance.
I don't think that's going to have any effect. And I'll tell you this one. I'm never going to a movie where there's sing-alongs. Ever. Ever. Unless Quentin wants to go, then I'm in and I'm probably wearing my AirPods.
What if it's a show you already love? A musical that you... Because you enjoy musicals.
I thoroughly enjoy musicals.
A musical you love, you know it.
You know
backwards.
What I want to hear? I want to hear the folks on stage. I don't need to hear Gladys from Lakeville. The sun will come out tomorrow. I don't need to hear that.
Gladys doesn't need to hear you either after that. Ugh.
Yeah. Well, I was singing loud.
That wasn't very good, though.
Yeah.
Oh, you're only good when you sing quietly?
Oklahoma, we're the... No, I don't... Wicked.
Yes, they did it.
It became a deal.
Yes.
And they scheduled special screenings for folks who wanted to sing along because others were jumping in so much because they enjoy Wicked. I saw Wicked here twice. I enjoyed it. Again, Ralph from New Hope. I don't need to hear Ralph right next to me singing.
You do it at a concert, right?
I was just going to say, I view that differently.
Well, I don't think you should. I think it would be fun if I were a huge Wicked fan or whatever musical that's brought to the screen to go see it in a non-sing-along theater, enjoy the production.
And then you get a surprise.
And then if I really love it, let's go back the next time to a sing-along theater and just let loose.
If you know what you want and you're signing up for the sing-along, you do you. But I'm saying, if I'm going there and Madeline from Park Rapids is standing up and cranking out tunes from Park Rapids, I hope she stays quickly. Falcon Heights, cash grab or the right thing to do? Let's discuss when we come back. Let's discuss your plans this weekend. Not today. It's pretty nice out. Maybe you're on that run. Maybe you got the bike going. Maybe it's just a walk. Maybe you found an open golf course. Maybe it's a little pickleball. And you're getting ready to go and you're a little sore. And you're thinking, I'm going to wake up Saturday. I'm not going to feel great. Get ahead. Go to stretchlab.com. They're located all around the metro area. 11 locations. Trained specialists. They don't just walk in there and they say, okay, here's the shirt. Just stretch people a little bit. No. They go through months training to understand the core principles and then understand that they have to work with each one of us and the challenges they have. My hamstrings are absurdly tight. So they know that at the four locations I've been to. They will work with you, whether you're 16 or you're 96. It's a great place. I go. Quentin goes. Other friends of mine go. Stretchlab.com. In fact, right now, because you heard this spot, you can get a half off your first visit. Why not? Check it out at least once. I bet you're going back again. Stretchlab.com. All right, Falcon Heights. They are considering a plan where they require drivers to pay to park on city streets. Frugal Dave noticed right away the proposal calls for the city to charge $25 a day for those who park on the streets in certain neighborhoods during the 12 days of the fair. Dave Harrigan, the floor is yours. Should Falcon Heights do this? Should they jump in as opposed to just letting everybody lives there park on their lawns, ruin their lawns,
yes.
but make a killing.
Yes, let the people make the killing. I'm sure you still could allow the people to park, you know, to charge for the lawn parking while you charge for the streets. $25 to park on the street.
It's about what the charge is for most people during the fair.
Yes. And now you're to
and
walk.
It's a ripoff.
Yeah, it's. This is madness. This is lunacy. Get over it, Falcon Heights. 12 days, we
gotta
care
go,
about
we got to go one more minute. If I'm Falcon Heights and I can get this type of cash, 100%.
Wow. You're going to just jump on board then with the State Fair continuing to rip everybody off then?
I wouldn't be thrilled about it if that's where I parked. But if I'm a city and I've got these folks who guaranteed are coming and I can make, what was it, like $100,000 to $300,000, and I'm going to turn that down and just allow the citizens to do that? I'm taking the cash.
You're disgusting.
Well, that's true, but that has nothing to do with the topic.
Yeah, you know what? You know, maybe you should look out for the little guy just once. Just once. The little guy who wants to go to the fair, can't afford that big Como lot parking, says, you know what? I'm gonna chance it. I'm going to get there nice and early and get there
and
get that street spot. Boom. No, now you just want to price them out of the fair. That's what you want to do.
I'm saying
corporate fair. That's Chad Hartman.
I guess I'm just a puppet for big parking right now because I'm saying I would rally to all the folks who want to park. But if I'm now big city and I can charge them and I can make a couple hundred thousand, I'm in. My job is to get cash for the city. CBS, Ari and Jeff Day next.